How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
My name is Tanya Curry, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report. It's entitled Cirque de SA. Roll up, the news cycle circus is in town. Are you ready to scratch the surface of the news and social media this week? Nope, neither am I. But you bought a ticket, so please shuffle to your seats as the show is about to begin. Cirque de SA. The ticket conductor tears our stubs and ushers us into a confined space without any electricity because of load shedding. Sadly, it took place before the event happened. Too much pressure on the grid in the peak of summer. Okay, sounds like they didn't pay the bills to me. Stage two. Our first and really fine opening act this week was Zandile Mafe. Our homeless Guy Fox and always a crowd pleaser, according to testimony led by Darlene Porfu, told us how he was good friends with Eugene Terre Blanche. For those younger audience members, Eugene was the biggest racist we saw during our apartheid years. And that says a great deal, right? He was one of the worst because he bore no shame at all as he galloped his horse across the ring. He was loud and proud when he announced that brown people were worthless and needed to remain in apartheid. He was a special kind of racist, the one who carried Whitney Houston albums because, even though she's black, she can sing. Back in those days, we called him E.T., not affectionately, because we literally couldn't believe he came from this planet. His biggest claim to fame, he fell off his horse. Not a fine act at all. I digress. Zandile Mafe said in the court ring that he was a friend of E.T. and he lamented the leader's death. The courtroom did what it should with such a statement and burst into fits of laughter. The act had started and it was a crowd pleaser. Mafe, enthused by the reaction, didn't stop there. He also told the court how he had written to the president to release Janos Wallis, the man who assassinated Chris Hani. This time, the audience guffawed with an inkling of fear. How could anyone, no matter how staged an event was, glorify Janos? Guy Fox just became the jester at the Cirque de SA. That wasn't the true opener. The actual opening act of the week was Komani Town Hall burning down, another heritage site reduced to rubble. But we ask you to look to your right, please, where the jester will keep you laughing, while actually the human events surrounding it are darker and a lot sinister. Certainly a Cirque de SA. In another corner of the tent, Zuma is trying to get Billy Downer to recuse himself. Why? Well, because Downer is good at his job. That's a short answer. The lack of crowds showed that this ringmaster is less popular than we thought and is probably becoming more of a sideshow than we give him credit. His act has changed, see? He's now the escape artist. A bad Houdini, if you will. He uses a legal team instead of escaping himself. Still effective, but more infuriating and even a little boring rather than entertaining. Cirque de SA. Outside the circus ring, the ANC staff picket because they have not been paid. Imagine the governing party not paying its staff. Unreal, right? Send in the clowns. Zondo is one of the highlights of the show. He delivered State Capture's report second tranche in a three-part act. In this report, Zondo calls Gigaba's bluff and unpacks how he, Anuj Singh, and Lynn Brown systematically enrich the Zoomers and the Guptas through various trapeze acts. While we are dazzled, the riddle remains. Who owns the Guptas? Never mind, we'll use a trick of the hand to refocus you on Zuma and the fraud and looting of Transnet. The constant reference to Bain's involvement in State Capture has made Cirque de SA famous as the whole world learns that corruption of corporate suppliers has no border. It's all magic at the Cirque de SA. Zonder also unpacked PRASA and the impact of the not-so-lucky Montana. We saw a guilty verdict for Daniel Mtimkulu from PRASA, but lucky by name might just be next on the cards. We also saw one of the main sponsors of the circus get pulled of the JSE. Donnell failed to file the necessary documents of what was once a thriving money pit, who now can't even afford a banner for the event. Tightrope walkers. Here are the clowns. Jimmy Manier says he has helicopters flying overhead. Jeff Radebe chucked his hat into the ring for deputy president. The ace in the pack failed miserably as Mageshule's appeal to lift suspension was chucked out of the ring. Matt G interviewed a clown like no other, Cloudy Motsuneng. You'll remember this character. He's the one who said he was God during his reign of terror at the SABC. The same man that made people bow down to him stood up in the media ring this week and, under the brilliant interviewing style of Matt G, told us that he didn't need a matric or a degree because, his words, I am a degree, I am a matric. Yep. Nothing has changed, Cloudy. Still mad as a caged lion. Cirque de SA. You've got to get prizes at the circus, right? No, we didn't hand out dodgy dog-shaped balloons. We gave 50 million to Cuba. Imagine what a civil society can do with that kind of money. It appears that we have a very special relationship with Cuba. One where we will trample over our poor to give money to theirs. Just another day at the Cirque de SA. Other acts exited like trapeze artists that developed a fear of heights. Mboweni retired, we made no fuss of Minister Lucky Star. The writing was on the wall for a while and no one can blame him. He tried, but the circus is tired and there's no need for a fire eater. Mashaba resigned from city council. He's done with serving candy floss to tourists and now would rather focus on a local audience to advance his own agenda. Same circus, just with a location tag to it. A South African's only circus, if you will. The show is a little dull and tedious without elephants and tigers, right? So let's get straight to the headline act. Enter the JSC interviews. We present to you the finest legal minds in our country. Are you watching Lindiwe Sisulu? This was our jaw-dropping act of the week. First, the panel. Just spectacular. Filled with passionate and remarkable individuals, each with an equal talent to be selected to become the next ringleaders at the Concorde. A word on Concorde. It was slow and sluggish in the past performances and, to be fair, quite ineffectual. Sure, they tried their best, but to date they have not shown any mettle to remove the rot and do justice to our country. They have proved that if you just ignore them and if you hadn't headline acted the circus before, you'll pretty much get away unscathed. We bought the ticket, though, so we may as well enjoy the show. My personal favourite was the genius act of Mandisa Maya. The only woman in the room held her own when she was presented with misogyny right here under the lights. First, Mpofu joked that they had spent the night together. After a rumbling from the crowd, he clarified that they had studied together. Then Lamolo joined the misogynistic narrative and asked her if the country was ready for a woman chief justice. Yes, he said that. His response, her response, it's not a proper question to ask. Exactly. A female colleague in the room sent kudos for having achieved against all odds the title of Woman in Justice. Maya was brought to tears. I can relate. But then she was called emotional by her female colleague. I'm sorry, what? When did we lose the word passionate? No one is emotional when they cry whilst being praised for years gone by filled with massive patriarchal battles. And when she finally rises above all that noise, you are called emotional. No, my friends, that there is called tears of achievement, tears of passion. It shouldn't be negative. It shows a human being. Maya is undoubtedly my favorite part of the circus. In fact, she doesn't belong in the circus at all. I hope she nails it. But she won't, because the truth is we aren't ready for a compassionate, passionate woman to lead our constitutional court. We'd rather go with the ever-popular Zondo and his running mate Malombo. Cirque de SA. Talking of Malombo, he was ambushed by the audience. They'd seen this act before and knew how to hijack events for their own glory. Enter the stooges of the circus, Malema and Mpofu. They teamed up to tear chunks out of the president's candidate, J.P. Dunstan Mlambo. They hit him with rumors of sexual allegations and he walked right into the trap the first time and then recovered well as the act continued. As I said, closed, we are probably of the opinion that we will see Zondo and Mlambo take a bow, and I'm not sure we're happy with either. One couldn't get Zuma to jail, and the other appears a bit old school, to be polite. After all, he had a lot to say about women and maternity leave, but he definitely whipped the EFF's duo narrative with a crack that demanded respect. The man is a veteran. I suppose we don't get to like everyone we appoint if they can do the job. I did find it ironic that during the week of the JSC interviews, Malema himself was in court on assault charges. So strange, and only at the Cirque de SA will you see an accused interviewing for the highest legal position in the land. Quite literally, Dali will be interviewing the same man who told him that shut up is not an appropriate phrase to use during cross-examination, no matter how unprepared you are for the content. Side acts this week included the Census 22, not sure why, and if you're going door-to-door, can you take some water and electricity with you? If we can afford to have a census, surely we can fix the water problem in Johannesburg. I'm so naive. It's like saying that the billions of rands from COP26 will resolve Eskom's load shedding. South Africa is finally out of the fourth wave. We're a bit late out of the gate as countries like Denmark declare no further COVID restrictions whatsoever, and USA and UK are on the same path. But here we are almost 700 days at the circus, a buckling country at the weight of people standing on the lipizzanas. At international circuses around the world, Joe Rogan is an anti-vaxxer, and Neil Young pulled his music from Spotify because of it. Look, I like Neil, but he's pretty irrelevant. I'm not a Joe fan, though. He's bombastic and has a massive ego. To be fair, I don't really care about any of this, but others do. Prince Andrew launches an assault of a legal kind against his accuser from the Epstein case. Did you watch that series on Netflix? He's as guilty as a clown who asks you to smell his flower. Elon tried to pay off a teen that had a tracking tool on Musk's planes. He offered $5,000, but the youth today are smart, my alien friend. This guy wasn't selling. King that teen, he sees it. There's bound to be fireworks display at the circus cacophony, and here it is. Russia and Ukraine stand toe-to-toe with weapons pointing at each other's heads. The circus may blow up, and we were only watching clowns. And just when I took in a breath, we heard that Cyclone Batsirai is on its way and heading straight for the South African coastline. It better slow down, because there's only one June between me and the sea. But hey, I have a wetsuit, so I will travel. I'm Tonya Curry. Thank you for joining me as I scratch the surface with Acumen Media.